were just talking about the mosquito magnets, being a mosquito magnet. According to researchers, they say that you are a mosquito magnet based on your oils. There's like a particular type of oil that your body can emit, and that attracts the mosquitoes more than others. Got a text here. Eat your garlic, and the mosquitoes will avoid you. I've actually heard that from some other people, too. I've heard that, too. Eat more garlic, and they don't like the smell of garlic. So, yeah. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So I do want to talk about some of the latest update things on the COVID. But first, top three stories. Liz Truss has resigned as the UK Prime Minister after her tax plan caused market turmoil. This news just came out. Kevin Spacey, according to a jury, Kevin Spacey did not molest actor Anthony Rapp in 1986. If you recall, this was the thing that basically it launched the Me Too movement against him and basically shut down his career to this point. I mean, he had the final season left of House of Cards, and they fired him off of that show. He got fired off of a couple movies he was making and everything, and it was mainly due to this allegation. Now, others came forward after this as well and said things about him, but this was the main one, and a jury acquitted him of any wrongdoing. And finally, the top three stories, CDC committee has voted to recommend the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, on its immunizations list for schools. So that is, so, well, let me go with this here. Governor DeSantis said, I know a lot of people are concerned about this, but let me actually pull up his exact quote here. He points out, one, that just because it's on the immunization list, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be, it's not going to be mandated. It's on the immunization schedule. That's what I was thinking of, immunization schedule. This is what he said. I know a lot of parents are concerned that because if it's on the immunization schedule, then the fear is that schools could potentially mandate your child to get the COVID shot, even if that's something you don't want them to do. As long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is a decision to make as a parent, your decision to make as a parent. And, so, yeah, this is one of the things right here. And once again, Surgeon General for the state of Florida, Joseph Lodapo, does not recommend COVID-19 vaccine shots for young kids under the age of 18. All right, so we start off with that part. But then today we have the Moderna CEO coming out and saying that essentially, and there's actually a video of it. You can pull it up on Yahoo Finance. He's the Moderna CEO, Stefan Bancel. He basically admitted that COVID is like the seasonal flu at this point, and that only the vulnerable need to get the COVID shots. Those with compromised immune systems or older individuals. He stated in this finance conference, I think it's going to be like the flu. If you're a 25-year-old, do you need an annual booster every year if you're healthy? You might want to, but I think it's going to be similar to the flu where it's going to be people at high risk, people above 50 years old, people with, quote, comorbidities, people with cancer and other conditions, people with transplants. And he emphasized, once again, this is the Moderna CEO, emphasized that younger people, quote, are going to have to decide for themselves what they want to do, end quote. So we continue to see this, and I've mentioned this line, I've said this line before. For the people who are advocating that we need to go, everybody has to get shots, everybody has to get boosters, and everything, I say this line. I'm sorry, but the statistics don't justify your fear. That's what it comes down to. The statistics don't justify your fear. The largest group, the largest age group that has gotten COVID more than any other age group are 18 to 29-year-olds. 18 to 29-year-olds have gotten COVID more than any other age group. And with that, in fact, it accounts for nearly 22% of all COVID cases are people between the ages of 18 and 29. Out of that, nearly 10 million people who have gotten it, 5,000 have passed away from COVID. That is a 0.0% chance of dying if you get infected. You can't say, well, that can't be 0.0, Bobby, because some died. Yes, fine, 0.05%. It's 0.0 still. You've got such a little chance of dying. When 10 million people, do you know how many numbers are in 10 million and 5,000 of those were adversely affected? And almost all of which had comorbidities. I mean, it's like, holy cow, this is not a threat. And it does become a bigger and bigger threat the older you get. But even at age 65 to 74, it's 6% chance, which, yeah, 6%, that's a little bit higher, but it's not as, you know, it's not, look, if it was 6% around the board, all right, you might have something to argue about. But it's not. And the numbers don't justify, don't support your fear. That's what it comes down to. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So one of the things that they are doing, the CDC is doing, is so they voted to go ahead and include it on the immunization schedule for schools. The other thing that they're doing is voting on basically taking the liability away from Pfizer and Moderna. And at first, that was a red flag to me. Like, whoa, are you trying to say, like, if you do have an adverse reaction, like you have a heart attack, you have cardiac arrest, which according to more and more research, if you're between the ages 18 and 34, you have a higher chance of cardiac arrest if you get the COVID shot. Well, I can't sue them if I do have a if I do go into cardiac arrest. Well, and so at first it was a red flag to me. But then I started looking at it and I realized there's actually a vaccine. It's basically an adverse vaccine like fund, like insurance type thing. Like, okay, if you get one of the mandatory or recommended vaccines, like say measles, right? Something that most everybody supports. You gotta get a measles vaccine and you have some sort of adverse reaction, you don't sue the manufacturer, but there is a federal government basically fund that will help cover costs and things like that. That's what they're trying to do with COVID now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slowdowns on I-10 right now. This is going to be as you're moving onto the Escambia Bay Bridge in the eastbound direction. So expect some slowdowns as you're getting closer to Scenic Highway. This is due to some debris we had on the road earlier, and it's still causing some delays. So again, eastbound direction on I-10 as you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Also, we do have some slowdowns on Mobile Highway. This is going to be due to the Pensacola Interstate Fair opening night tonight. So seeing some slowdowns right around the fairgrounds. That's going to be, again, Mobile Highway, north and southbound lanes at Pine Forest, as well as Pine Forest southbound is backed up. You also will see slowdowns on Pine Forest just north of that in between 9 Mile and I-10 and Highway 90 in Pace, seeing some spotty traffic getting into Pace. This is going to be right off of Chemuckla Highway going eastbound. And lastly, still seeing some everyday afternoon slowdowns on 98 as you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, something out of the ordinary, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, got a little different story here to share with you. If you'd like to weigh in, you could text 850-437-1620. Shifting things up, there's a new Broadway. Well, so this Broadway musical came out in 1969. It's called 1776. And this 1776 is the story leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Pretty simple, right? So it sounds a lot like Hamilton, right? Is that something? It'd be a historical musical, right? So they've actually, I guess because of the success of Hamilton, they were like, well, we need to come back out with 1776 again. Let's bring that sucker out since apparently people like that one. So this is a new revised version of 1776. That features a multiracial cast of female, transgender, and non-binary actors portraying the fiery founders of this country. And that's right. So you've got people like John Adams being played by a female, non-binary. Actually, it can't be female. She's non-binary, or it's non-binary. What do you? I don't know. So I have a question. If these are all like non-binary actors playing the founding fathers, is non-binary short-haired or long-haired? I'm wondering. Like, is non-binary? You're like, I'm non-binary. What's the hairstyle for non-binary? What's this like? Is there a standard hairstyle, or is it non-binary? You can have long hair. You can have short hair. Half your hair is short. Half your hair is long. Do you wear makeup on half your face and on the other half you don't? And if you do wear makeup on half your face, which half of your face do you wear it on? The bottom and the top, or like the left and the right? I'm just trying to understand. Maybe if you got some insight onto this non-binary thing. And then the actors go out there. How do you know which actor is, you know, is Hamilton and John Adams and George Washington and all these? I mean, I guess back then they just wore the white wigs anyway. So just throw a white wig on everybody. And I don't know. So this is the new revival of 1776. Non-binary transgender actors playing all the roles. There you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get... hold on a second. Let me tell you about this. I Think I Can Run. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So the crew to Yaya's are offering a special registration for the 10th annual I Think I Can Run, which comes up February 25th. But for this whole month, use the code 1in8 and you'll receive $8 off your entry fee. And so this offer will go on through the entire month of October. Get more details and register on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, the White House confirming reports that Russia is using Iranian drones to attack Ukraine.
National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Russia may also try to get advanced weapons from Tehran as it struggles under pressure from Western sanctions. He said Russian military officers based in Crimea are launching those drones. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett denying an emergency bid by some Wisconsin taxpayers to block the student loan debt forgiveness plan by the Biden administration. Barrett acted alone in denying the request, which comes after a taxpayers association had urged the Supreme Court to rule the plan illegally intrudes on Congress's spending power. Actor Kevin Spacey has been found not liable in that $40 million civil sex abuse case.
Spacey was accused of making unwanted sexual advances against actor Anthony Rapp in his New York City apartment back in 1986. Rapp was just 14 years old at the time. On the stand, Spacey said he had no memory of the event and has repeatedly denied any misconduct. The lawsuit by Rapp has been dismissed. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And the next time you go to call an Uber, Bobby, well, you might have to wait through an ad first. Apparently, Uber's announced they're rolling out ads on their app. They're going to come from 40 different brands to start out, including NBC Universal, Heineken, United Artists, several others as well. Advertisers apparently can also buy sponsored listings through the food delivery service Uber Eats. and sponsor email campaigns through the company. Through the company, but there's nothing that's ad free these days. Everything ads everywhere.
I don't think I like that. I'm just gonna say it now. I mean, because oftentimes when I do need an Uber, it's not a lot, but when I do, like I need the Uber like now, and I don't want to have to wait through an ad. It's gonna be frustrating. So yeah, I don't know if I like that so much. I know of Uber and Lyft. What I didn't realize is that some communities, some other big cities, have their own like version of Uber and Lyft, but it's like just for that city. You know, like how we have like the Bird scooters at one point and the VO scooters, and they're just different companies, but other cities will have other companies that run those. That's what I found. There's other cities that have other like Uber and Lyft type of companies running in their city. Well, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, kind of interesting. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slowdowns this afternoon. That's going to include some delays on I-10. This is if you're heading eastbound onto the Escambia Bay Bridge, leaving Pensacola, going towards Garcon Point. We had a trailer that had some debris that came out, and now the right lane it was closed off for a good bit. So we're seeing some heavy slowdowns right around 9th Avenue. That's going to continue until mile marker 18. Getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge right near Scenic Highway. Once you get past the debris, again, around mile marker 18, that's where it will start to clear up, but definitely seeing some heavy slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. Also, we have some delays on Mobile Highway. This is going to be due to the Pensacola Interstate Fair opening up this afternoon. So seeing some slowdowns in both the north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway, as well as southbound on Pine Forest due to the fair. If you are not heading to the fair, I would recommend taking Blue Angel, get around, because you're going to see some heavy slowdowns. Also, we have an accident on East Olive Road. This is going to be just off of Whitmer Drive. This is west of Davis Highway. Slowdowns in both directions on East Olive Road. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. The number, again, is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, the IRS is starting to reach out to some people, and it's not for a bad thing. It's actually for a good thing. I'll tell you what they're doing coming up here next on News Radio 92.3.
Caffeine, small talk, laid off the plastic weather. Discussing governments. I'll take my time.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. So, the IRS has been reaching out to people. And you're like, no, this is a good thing, actually. Apparently, a lot of people didn't ever claim their stimulus check. Yeah. 9 million Americans. When I first saw this, I read it wrong. I thought it said $9 million worth of stimulus checks were not issued out. No. 9 million Americans have not claimed their stimulus. They say it could be up to 10 million. We're missing out on the $3,600 in stimulus payments, earned income tax credits, child tax credits, and other benefits. Nearly 10 million. Wow. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we are seeing some slowdowns right now. This is going to be on I-10. If you're heading eastbound on I-10, getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge, you're going to see some slow traffic due to some debris we had earlier on the highway that has gotten cleared up, I believe, but the right lane was closed for a good bit of time. So seeing some major slowdowns around 9th Avenue as you move eastbound on I-10. also seeing slow moving traffic on Mobile Highway. It's going to be due to the Pensacola Interstate Fair opening up this afternoon. Both north and southbound lanes on Mobile Highway as well as southbound on Pine Forest are extremely slow moving. And lastly, you're going to see your everyday afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between the in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both the north and southbound lanes. See something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The other top story on FoxNews.com is one I've been talking about a lot throughout the show here. This egregious thing that the CDC did today. I didn't think they were going to do it, but they did. They voted to recommend to keep the COVID-19 vaccine on the list of recommended childhood vaccines for entering school. So it's on the immunization schedule for kids to attend school. Does not mean it's mandatory yet. That's up to school districts and sometimes states, depending on the state you live in, to determine that. But now that it's on the list, it could be mandated. And so that's one of the stories here is a doctor was on Fox News earlier today. He warned that recommending the COVID-19 vaccine will upend public trust in vaccines in general. Yeah, that's the thing. Is this shot, and I got a couple of emails about it already. Stop calling it a vaccine, Bobby. It's not a vaccine. It doesn't prevent the virus. It doesn't prevent the spread of the virus. I know. That's what vaccines, when you say a vaccine, that's what people think. Now, they've changed the definition of vaccine to mean something else. But when you say vaccine, the vast majority of the public still thinks, I can't get it, and I can't spread it. And that's not what this does. And so it doesn't make any sense to give this to our children. Now, I read this report. And I didn't see this. The addition of the COVID vaccine marks the first of its kind to be added to the CDC's list without offering clinical data to support its benefit. So doctors are coming out and saying, okay, it's one thing if you want to add COVID-19 vaccine to your list of recommended vaccines for immunization. But it's a different thing when you do it and you will not provide the data behind it, which has been the whole thing this whole time. They won't tell us. They shield everything. And every time they release more papers, quietly release more papers, what do we find? More adverse reactions. There was a lot. They knew about the adverse reactions to the vaccine and the long-term negative effects that the vaccine could have on the body. They knew that, and they still approved it anyway. And now they're trying to open it up the door to allow it to be mandated for our kids? Are you kidding me? Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Bobby's brain teaser. I'll just hit this real quick.
It's Bobby's brain teaser.
There you go. There have been 4 babies born in Disneyland history. All girls. There's an urban legend they now get free admission for the rest of their life, but that is not true. The terms left wing and right wing come from the French Revolution of 1789. People who supported the king sat on the right side of the president. People who wanted a revolution sat on the left. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.